Welcome back to a new edition of New Amsterdam Arena, the podcast for thinkers, creatives, and doers. It is I, the mayor, Football Boys, high up in the mayor's office, speaking with those who are doing impactful things. And today's episode, we're diving into a topic that impacts every single workplace: respect. When respect breaks down between leadership or employees or among team members, so does communication, trust, and performance. Without it, dysfunction takes over and the entire foundation of the company begins to crumble. And let's talk about how to prevent that and to build a culture that thrives. Please welcome my special guest to the show today, Ms. Debbie Longo. How's it going?
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So, no, thank you.
Respect in the workplace is very important because a lot of people don't realize that anybody in the workplace, whether it's a CEO, the boss, or an employee, when one person respects another person, then they get respect back. So it's important for everybody to respect everybody. There's a whole psychology involved. And then also, if I give any type of negativity as part of that respect, and then I say, oh yeah, I want to help this person and everything will be good, and then I'll give them positive feedback. And then I say to myself, that's not going to work because then I'm doing it with negativity. So I'm going to give you an example.
What are some early signs that respect is lacking in the workplace?
Let's say, for example, the boss says, I have something that I need you to do. And that is an easy thing for the employee to do. And the employee says, I can't do it, rather than the employee figuring out how to do it. And when the employee does that, then the boss right away says, I can't work with this. So it's difficult for a company to function that way. So an example would be, let's say the employee wants time off, an extra day off. The boss should respect that employee. Now, as long as the employee is doing everything that they should be doing, when the boss asks them to do something, their basic job duties, they don't give the boss a hard time. So as long as they're respecting the boss and they're doing everything that the boss asks, then there's no reason why the boss should give them the time off. If they want an extra day, if they have to pick up their children at school, whatever the situation is. That's an even respect. That's an example of people respecting each other. And then the other thing too is that everybody's going to see that, everybody in the office. So it's like one person follows another. And I know today that there's a lot of work from home. There are video calls. So to me, that's the same thing as being in the office, because you have a video call that's other people are on the call from the company, because you have chatter before the call starts and they go on the call and then they hang up and then more people talk. Same thing as an office. So we want everybody to be able to respect everybody.
So how does a lack of respect impact leadership credibility?
I'm just going to use an example as the boss giving orders or enforcing job duties. If the employee blatantly comes out and says, I can't follow through on what you're asking, and these are just basic things that the boss is asking to do. He's not asking to do anything beyond what their regular job is. The employee now knows that they could take advantage of the boss. So then the employee will start controlling the boss, saying, like, first they say, I can't do it. They'll make an excuse why they can't do what the boss is asking. And then they'll start making demands. They'll try to control the workplace, control what other people are doing. I'm just using examples. It's different when I'm trying to explain it, but it's a little different when if I'm coaching somebody, I have an actual situation. It's a lot more detailed. So you can kind of cater this example to something that happens in your workplace. The idea is for everybody to respect everybody. And that only comes as a two-way street. One person is not going to respect the other person if the other person doesn't give it back. So it's important for the business owner to learn how to teach that, because if they don't give the respect, then they're not going to get it back. And if the employees start controlling the workplace, then that's not going to be a good scenario, because they're going to be running the company and they're not going to know how to run the company. So then that's another way that the company is going to go down. And this is really important to understand. I've been doing this for a very long time, and this is a huge problem, a lot of companies. So if you're listening to this podcast, then think about, does this happen in your company? This is really a thinking question, because the more excuses that the business owner makes, the more problems they're going to have. The only way that they're going to get rid of all of these issues and all these things that are happening in the workplace, honest with themselves. And this is one of the reasons why I do this, is because just to educate people and let them know. Now, I do podcasts that are similar to each other, so I'm trying to give different ends of it, give different aspects of it, because they kind of like go into each other. That's really what I'm trying to do. So you can see, if you listen to one, you could see one side of it. You listen to another, you could see another side. But they're very similar in what we're talking about. Hard to explain.
It seems to be very a complex issue depending on the situation. What role does communication play in creating a respectful environment?
I'm just going to use the example of the boss enforcing job duties. This is very important about respect, is an employee sticking up for themselves. If they feel that they're being controlled by the boss or the manager, and the boss is asking them to do things that are not included in their job duties, it's important for the employee to stick up for themselves and say, this is not part of my job duties. So I need to either get paid for this. We need to come to some type of agreement where I am happy with doing this, because then it's very common that the employee will get a resentment. And if that happens, then things could happen. They could argue, and people lose jobs over this, because we want everybody to be able to communicate properly. And even if it's an employee with an employee. So the first thing that we look at is the boss, because the boss is the person that's who everybody looks up to. And he's the one that gives the orders. He enforces the job duties. There's a lot of things that the boss does, and he'll create positivity and negativity in the workplace. So we want to make sure that everybody is communicating properly. But there are a lot of different situations. So it's really going to depend on the company, the business owner. My suggestion would be that if you're listening to this podcast, take a picture in your brain, if you're like a visual person, which a lot of managers are. It depends. Some people aren't, or really think about it, and picture your company in these examples that I'm giving, because I want to be able to have the business owner have all of the knowledge that they can possibly have. And that's very important, because a lot of people don't know how coaching can help. And there's all different types of coaching, but not a lot of people do what I do. I do something that's completely different.
Cool. Well, can you give me an example then of a workplace that got turned around by focusing on things like respect?
There are a lot of examples. One would be if the boss asks an employee to do something, right? They say that they can't do it. And then the boss says, I really need you to do this. And he's really starting to control the employee. Now, if the employee doesn't speak up, but how we can turn that around is the boss needs to learn from that lesson in the example that we just gave. And he needs to be able to now turn that over and do this with all of the employees. Because if there's one interaction with an employee and a boss, then there's going to be more, because we want the boss to basically be able to influence all of the other employees. And the only way to do that is for the boss to change the way that he's managing.
What are some simple ways leaders can show respect daily?
They can not take advantage of the employee. They cannot try to control the employee and the workplace. They can give respect. They can stay in line with what the job duties are of the employees. They can respect the managers. So you have other managers working at a job at the same time, or several executives. If the executives and the managers are respecting each other, then the employees are going to see that. People don't realize that employees are very observant. They're really paying attention to what their boss is doing. It might not seem like that. A boss might go into an office, or even if a boss is active in the office and he's working with people, the other employees that are there, and it could be several employees, you're talking about maybe 20, 30 employees or more that are working in that office at one time. And they're all really paying attention to what the boss is doing. So if the boss is respecting other bosses or their executives or whatever, somebody at the same level than them, then the employees are going to see that. It might not have to be necessarily an interaction between a boss and an employee. It could be an interaction with a boss and a boss. And then they're going to see that. And then they're right away is going to do that, whether it's positive or negative. So,
like leading by example, how can teams repair broken trust or damaged respect when they're in the workplace?
They can learn how to give respect. And I just explained that. But once they do that, that is a very, very good way of increasing sales and profits. Why is that? Because now the employees like to work there. Now they want to go to work. Now it's important for them to work in a positive environment. And the basic idea about one person respecting another, whoever it is in that workplace, is going to be positive. And that's going to really want the employees to go to work.
And lastly, what's one takeaway that you want every listener to remember about workplace respect?
Really, the main focus is to try to help companies increase sales and profits. And we're doing that through behavior. So the boss should be looking at, they can really pay attention what their employees are doing every single day. They could make a journal after their workday. And when they do that, if they're really honest with what's happening, the interactions, what the employees are doing, they're coming late to work, they can really look at everything that's going on in the workplace, especially if their bottom line is not effective enough or they're not meeting their goals, or they know that they're not going to meet their goals. These are all things that are reasons why companies go out of business or companies are going bankrupt, is because of their attitudes and the way that they are performing in the workplace, all of the employees. But it starts with the boss. So if the boss can really see that and they can write then they can see all the problems. But how do they fix that? They don't know. And that's why they need a coach to help them, to teach them how to fix these problems. Because whether they're starting the things that are happening or not is irrelevant. It's the fact that it's happening and it's there and it's going on every single day. So if they don't do something, if they don't take any action to try to fix the problem, then there's nothing that's going to happen. They're just going to keep going with the same things over and over. And all of this negativity will just keep happening. And nobody is going to respect each other if that happens. But companies don't know this, and employees don't know how to respect their bosses. And the bosses don't know how to respect their employees. So if everybody just takes advantage of everybody and nobody knows what's going on, then it's like if I want to play baseball, I have to learn how to play it. Me watching baseball on TV, I might learn a little bit of it, but I'm not really going to learn how to play the game. I have to really play it and have a coach and do practices every day. And the coach is going to teach me all of this, the little tricks and different ways to win and the things that the other team does. We want to be able for the boss to thrive in their own industry above everybody else. We want to make sure that everybody is educated enough and they know exactly what's going on so they can decide if they want to take action.
I appreciate the analogy of baseball. I'm a big baseball guy myself, so it totally makes sense to me. But to your point, if a manager or a team is listening right now and they want to learn more, they want to really engage with you about these tips and tricks, how should they go about doing that so they can contact you?
Well, I have a website, lifeinbloomny.net, and I have social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and I have the links to that all on my website. I have the phone number on the website. So that's a pretty good way for now. I am doing some advertising, promoting, I guess is the word that we use now. It's easy to find the coach. It just depends on whether they really are honest with themselves and they really want to do this to help their company. And not only is their company going to be making money, they're going to make money too, because they might get bonuses or stock might go up or something like that. So they're benefiting too. And then they get to keep their jobs, because now the company's not going to go out of business. So it's very important for a company to really understand what's happening.
New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Debbie Longo, thank you so much for your time. Loved the conversation we had about how important respect is in the workplace.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.